He sued there.
Yeah, he had a
Brisk.
Now record.
Okay, excellent.
Now record.
We should say Shechayanu on the new recorder. Okay. So, iRiver, very good. Okay, so we'll begin. Before I begin, just let me again go over the schedule. Next week I will be away. Not this week. This week I'm here. But next week there'll be no shir, and I have a week of chazara, as they say, in our part of the country. And 2 weeks will continue, as far as I know, regular schedule. And until I go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure when that is. Or until there might be another wedding in February, but I'm not sure. Okay. We were discussing a very important topic in Yevamos, one that comes up on Daf Gimel and on Daf Chaf. We saw it both on Gimel and Chaf because we've spent some time on Daf Chaf. And then it comes up three other times in the Masechta. This topic, this phrase, which is used five different times in the Masechta, so that in itself would make it an important topic, because how many times does a phrase appear five times in a single Masechta? But of course, it's even more than that. It's indicative of its centrality. It doesn't cause its centrality, and it's about the relationship between Yibum and Chalitza, which we've been discussing. So the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, just to get us back to where we were. In the Mishnah told us, we discussed this already extensively, the Mishnah told us about four or five chidushim. It's a very long Mishnah. It tells us a bunch of chidushim. It tells us that if one of the candidates for Yibum and Chalitza is an Erva, right, one of the 15 Arayos, so the rule is, of course, there can be no Yibum, because that would be a Lav Shiyesh Bokares. But in addition to that, there is also no Chalitza. And not only that, but the Tsaros, the co-wives of that woman, right, of that candidate who herself is a erva, they're excluded as well. And not only that, but the co-wives of the co-wives are going to be excluded too. Those are a bunch of the chidushim that we have in our Mishnah. So one of the chidushim of the Mishnah, which is not to be overlooked in light of, we get it caught up with the tsaros and the tsaros, the wives and the co-wives and the co-wives of the co-wives, we shouldn't lose sight of the second chiddush, which is that erva is not only mufka mi'ibum, but it's mufka mechalitza as well. And the Gemara itself asks this question on Gimel Amud Aleph, right? And we saw this already. The Gemara asked it twice, actually, and part of the discussion we had then was, why does the Gemara repeat the question, right? But the Gemara says that the language of Asuros, just look very quickly, the Gemara says, Itana Asuras on Gimel Amud Aleph for a second. Itana Osros, rather, if the, instead of Petur, Mishnah says, Dar Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzaroseim, exempt. It doesn't say forbidden. So the Gemara says, why? Right? My area, the Tana Potros, listening Osros. Why not say that you can't do Yibum because it would be a problem of Erva? Right? So the Gemara says, Itani Osros Havamina. So the Gemara says the language of Osros applies to Yibum, but there's no Isur to do Chalitza. It might be meaningless, or it might not be, required, right? But it's not Osur. Therefore, the language of Potros is used, exempt, to show you that not only Yibum, but also Chalitza is excluded. Then the Gemara, says, V'lisni Asur Lachlots. My Ka'abit, fine. Then if you skip three or four lines down, the Gemara repeats it again. My Iri Datani Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum. Why does it say from both? Listening Min HaYibum L'chudei. The Gemara says, Itani Min HaYibum HaVamina Mechatz Chalitza Yivum Elo Miyevma. Kamash Malon. It's not true that there's no Chalitza. But here the Gemara has a klal. And that klal is, Kala Ola L'Yibum Ola L'Chalitza. Kol She'ena Ola L'Yibum Eino Ola L'Chalitza. Which makes it seem as if there's a hard and fast principle that whenever there is no ability to implement Yibum, there's also no need for Chalitza. Now here the Gemara doesn't quote a Limud. What's striking about this Gemara is that the Gemara says it twice. We discussed the Ritva's view that once the Gemara is talking about Tsaras Erva, and there too there's a din of one might have thought that there at least be Chalitza for Tsaras Erva, even if there isn't Chalitza for Erva. That might be as big a chiddush about the nature of Petur Tzaras Erva as it is about kol olibim ol chalitza kol she'en olibim ein ol chalitza. But either way, the point is that the Gemara here has this klal, and the question is how far do we go with this klal, and what are its implications? Okay, that's the Gemara. It's also striking, I shouldn't say striking, noteworthy that here the Gemara doesn't quote Gzeiras HaKasuv. That's number one. It's also noteworthy when we've discussed this that Rashi here takes it as such a hard and fast principle that he says that the only exceptions to it are sfeikos. That's the Rashi which we've discussed a few times, where Rashi says, Hava mina michatz kolza, shelo lahafkia mitzvah sibum, aval yivume lo, mishum gzeres hakasuv, dilitzor, kamash malan, masisen, holu patra, habas mizikas yibum, ptura mina chalitza, de kala ola lezikas yibum, ola lezikas chalitza, kol she'en ola zikas yibum, ptura mina chalitza. I keep emphasizing the word zika. Then Rashi adds this one second, the kol hecha darmin and chaletzas filamis yavemes, mishum sveikahu. Aye, how come in the Masechta, even in the Mishnayos, it says many times chaletzas filamis yavemes? Rashi says they're all cases of safek. So misafek, you can't do yibum, because that's a safek eshesach. You can do chalitza because there's no harm in it, so you have to, you know, you have to hedge your bet. And whenever we have a safek, or maybe for drabanans, you can have chalitza b'leibim. But it sounds like Rashi holds there's no doraisa exception bevadai to the rule that when there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. That's the problem. That's where Rabbi Kiveger makes the comment. Just, he says, "Ayin l'kaman, right daf chaf aleph omer aleph b'tzorach iyun katan." Because the Gemara later on, as we'll see in just a second, does have an seeming exception to that rule. And that seeming exception is Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol. We'll look at that in just a second. Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol is a situation. Why Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol? Because Almana L'Kohen Gadol is a lav. Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol, meaning an Almana who wasn't just an Eruz, Arusa, but she was a Nesua, is also considered to be a Be'ula. It says v'hu b'sula b'amav yikach isha, so it's a lav and an asay, and the rule is that ein asay doke lo sasay v'asay. And since that's true, therefore, when you encounter an amana nesua l'kohen gadol, so there's no yibum minatora. There's no yibum minatora, and the Mishnah says, as we'll see in a moment, that there's still chalitza. That's not a safek. That's a vada. You had a question. Yeah. Like a trap, or no. You want to go away for 4 weeks, but before you and you're not going to be here to cause trouble for 4 weeks. So what maximum trouble could you cause before? No, so Zika, I would say bound or connected. I mean a tie. It means a tie between two parties. Even in modern Hebrew, a Zika means a yachas, but a strong connection. So it would be, you know, it means that the Misa, the reason I was joking a second ago is because, of course, what the nature and character of that Zika is a massive debate already in the Gemara and then in the Rishonim what the Gemara means. Zika d'Oraisa, Zika d'Rabbanan, you know, if there are two candidates, if there's only one candidate, it doesn't make a difference. So what the nature of that Zika is a very big topic in the Masechta. But the word Zika means a strong link or a tie. Between the parties. I think the reason that Rashi is emphasizing is because Rashi also knows that there are exceptions beyond Safek in the Masechta. And what Rashi means to say is when you're asking, when we're talking about a Zika problem, now there's an issue, if there's no Zika liyibum, then usually there's Doraisa, there's no Zika lechalitza either. There might be other cases, this is one of the things that we want to finish discussing, we were discussing it already last week, there might be other situations where there is a Zika, but there's some other technicality that is an obstruction to Yibum. And in that case, you know, there might be a bunch of those cases where there is no Yibum and there is Chalitza, even Daraisa. But what Rashi wants to emphasize, that when it's a Zika issue, like Erva, like the Mishnah, which is the context here, then the only type of Zika situations where there's a chisaron and Zika and therefore there's no yibum and you'll still have chalitza will be if it's a safek.
The problem is that Zika itself is contextual, and that the same person could say see a situation where there is a connection and yet the same in another person would see the same situation as not having a connection for reasons that have to do with...
I mean, if I understand what you're asking, are you asking there might be situations where you could debate whether something is a Zika problem or more of a technical impediment? I'm sure that that's true. I know that it's true. But that doesn't mean that these aren't two different categories. You just have to figure out what falls in each category. There might be a debate about what falls in each category. What I'm suggesting is that acknowledging that they are two different categories, that some things are for sure a Zika problem, that other things are for sure just a technical implementation problem, that maybe there's a third group where it's not clear whether it's one or the other, still, we're breaking it down into different types, as we'll see. Yeah.
Yivam is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's a mitzvah saseh.
Yeah.
Here you have a situation where there's a suffix.
You mean what Rashi's talking about?
Generally, a case with
okay.
suffix.
Let's say there's a case with suffix.
How do we treat them? How do we treat a mitzvah suffix? Don't we fulfill the mitzvah?
Well, you can't do it because this mitzvah has a downside. If the mitzvah was a harmless mitzvah, then you would do it. But yibum has a downside. Because if you're wrong on the side of the suffix that you're not supposed to yibum, you're involved in a chi of kares of eish esach. That's why you have to fulfill the mitzvah only by means of chalitza, not yibum. Why? Because chalitza doesn't have a downside. Right. It might be, if it turns out that you didn't need to do it, so you wasted your time, and it was a little unpleasant because there's rekika and other things, but there's no violation of an iser. But yibum, you make a mistake, oyvei. That's
now,
the problem.
Now we need a clear case of yibum.
Yeah.
And there's chalitza. Now, chalitza nullifies the mitzvah.
Chalitza is an alternative to yibum. That's one of the things we're discussing.
An alternative that should be discouraged because...
So that's what we're going to discuss. Meaning, this is a debate. Number one, there's a debate between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim whether yibum kodemes l'chalitza. But even if you hold, which most people do, against Rabbeinu Tam Paskins like Abba Shaul, but even Abba Shaul does it for risk because Abba Shaul set a very high bar. Abba Shaul said yibum has to be l'shma. I mean, it can't be l'shem yofi. It can't be, as we discussed, so not such a simple thing.
Yeah.
So if you can't get a perfect yibum according to Abba Shaul, you better play it safe and go for chalitza. But the point is that chalitza, the interesting thing about yibum and chalitza is that it's almost, with maybe, you know, it's almost an unprecedented phenomenon in the sense that, you know, there's kedushin and there's gerushin, but they're not at the same time. They're not alternatives, right? If you get married, then there's a possibility you could get divorced. But there are very few mitzvahs in the Torah, if any, right, where you have two options to relate to the mitzvah. Now, I say if any because the Rambam himself links to the other case, which is pidyon and arifas chamor. Right, you said pidyon b'seah, or you do arifas hachamor. So the Rambam says, you know, just like yibum and chalitza are both mitzvos and counted separately in Minyan Taryag, this is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, I think it's mitzvah pei aleph or pei beis, he says, so too, arifas egla, I'm sorry, arifas chamor, petar chamor, and pidyon petar chamor are two mitzvos in the same way. Because there again, you have two options staring you in the face. Now, aside from those two, we almost don't have, we don't have any other example of that. For somebody shown in the Rabbi Avraham and Rambam and Rabbi Daniel Abavli, we discussed this a little bit previously, discussed what about a korban olav yored. Korban olav yored is a situation where, if depending on your financial situation, you'll bring this korban, that korban, or you'll bring a bird, that's the middle, you'll bring an animal, or you'll bring menachos. Right? So there is a parallel, but it's not a perfect parallel. Why? Because it depends on your... There are three possible ways to fulfill your chi of korban. But they're not three possible ways for one individual. It depends on your financial station. Right? So in the sense that it's a situation where you have a mitzvah that can be implemented simultaneously three ways, it's comparable. In the sense that it's not a choice, it's not comparable. Now the Rivash, we talked earlier in the year, we talked about the Rivash, and the Rashbats, right? And what they were struggling to do was find models for Yibam, but Chalitza is such a rare phenomenon. So, for example, the Rivash said, it's like making Kiddush. You can make Kiddush on Pas, you can make Kiddush on Yayin. You have both options in front of you, right? We may prefer that you make Kiddush on Yayin, but if you wanted to go ahead and make Kiddush on Pas, would the Kiddush work? Sure. Except that, as far as I know, no one ever would count Kiddush on Pas and Kiddush on Yayin as two separate mitzvos, where the Rambam counts and the Chinuch counts, and most Rishonim count, with the exception of Reb Sajagon, and maybe the Bahag, Yibam and Chalitza as two mitzvos. But what was Rivash trying to do? He was trying to relate to this problem. Where do we find a mitzvah where you have alternatives? Right? Now the Rashbats was looking also for that, even though they didn't announce it. They didn't tell you this is what they were doing, but this is what they were doing. So the Rashbats said, oh, it's like Yom Tov. Right? It could be Kula Lashem. It could be Kula Lachem, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Now, doesn't Yom Tov look quite different if it's Kula Lashem or if it's Kula Lachem? If somebody, like observer, watching you, if he goes to the Kula Lashem house, he's going to see something quite different from the Kula Lachem house.
Isn't Chalitza more of a petur than a mitzvah?
So that's what I want to get at. So what I'm saying is the Rashbats was saying, these are two perspectives on the Zika. Now what you're saying is, maybe it isn't an alternative at all. It's not Pas and Yayin and Kiddush. Okay. It's not Simchas, it's not Kul Hashem and Kul Lachem of whatever. Maybe it's one is the Chiyuv and the other is the Ptur. So we have that as well. The Arishonim will say that as well. The Bala Itur, the Abu Dram and the Itur both quote Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, whose position we discussed. I think it's not in the sheets that we have in front of us here, but in the previous one, where they say that why don't you make a bracha on chalitza? They call it a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So what we tried to show was it isn't really a mitzvah haba b'aveira. What they mean by the words mitzvah haba b'aveira here is the equivalent of like lava nita klase. They call nosar and shiluach hakan also mitzvah haba b'aveira. But what are they really trying to say? What you're saying, which is, these are two equal or superior and an inferior method of doing the mitzvah. Really, one is the mitzvah and the other is the tikkun of the mitzvah. The Ravid in Hilchos Bikurim, Perakit Aleph, when he talks about Pidyon, Petar Chamor, and Arifas Petar Chamor, so he calls it really a mitzvah bava aveira. The Arifa, that is. And other the Mefarshim are very upset with the Ravid. They say, how can the Torah says it's a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah b'aveira. Right? Meaning, the question is, how do we relate to Yibum and Chalitza? And this is really part of the topic of Kol Ola Yibum, Kol Ola Chalitza, Kol She'en Ola Yibum, Ola En Ola Chalitza. Is one a mitzvah, the other is the matir? Or one is the mitzvah and the other is the backup mitzvah? Or are there really two alternatives, even if one is superior to the other, but they're still really alternatives? For example, I always like to quote the Ramban in the Beir Bechaye, the Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev, Rabbeinu Bechai, and is also Rabbeinu Bechai in Kiteitse, and also there's a tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg in Chelek Gimel, so I think it's Shinai and Vav, where he basically says that Chalitza has trappings of Avelus in it. We talked about it earlier in the year. Meaning, why? Why does Chalitza have trappings of Avelus? You take off the shoe, what does that have to do with Avelus? Because Yibum is a way to further the legacy of the mace. To say it, in a pithy way, maybe over dramatically, but we'll do it anyway. Yibum is a way of keeping the mace alive, right? And Chalitza is a way of burying the mace. Because when you do chalitza, you're basically saying, I'm not going to la'achim la'achim, shame be Yisrael. Right? So part of the ceremony of chalitza reflects an aspect of criticism and of avelus that you failed to keep the yavam alive. But another way to look at it is, it's not better, it's not worse. There are two ways to handle, this situation. One way is to stay the execution, as it will, to l'hakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. The other way is to acknowledge that the brother's legacy is over, you know, and maybe to, or maybe to Mekayim his legacy. There's a very famous, Zohar that the Beis Shmuel quotes in Evan Ezer, and others pick up on it as well. And there's a Yerushalmi also in the end of Yevamos, Perkid Beis Halacha Vav in Yevamos, where the Yerushalmi has two deos. One is Chalitza compared with Yibum, right, is a kind of a kilkel, like we were discussing a second ago. You know, it's a bad compensation. It's a compensation, a necessary one, but an unhappy one. Inami, says Yerushalmi, maybe it's constructive. Maybe it's, after all, it's, you know, your korei shame by saying beis chalutz hanal as well. You know, maybe in the same way, vi korei bahem shemi. Actually, this coming week's parsha. Now, when there's a kriyas shame, right, that's always a good thing. So this, Zohar speaks about like the nachas ruach, that the mace, I don't know what this means, but the nachas ruach that the mace gets in his kever when somebody's doing chalitza, sorry? No. Yibum for sure. Even chalitza. So what I'm trying to show is...
The passage of the psukim is that chalitza is a very negative alternative.
Right, so I'm just telling you it isn't so simple.
Yeah.
2 days in the Rishalmi, other thing. There's a tshuva, the Rajba. In the new tshuvas, I mean, in addition to the regular volumes of the tshuvas of Rajba, so you know they now found more tshuvas of the Rajba, and he wrote a lot to begin with. So in the Ksav Yad of the Machon Yerushalayim put out an additional volume of tshuvas of Rajba, Miksav Yad. So in those tshuvas is a tshuva where somebody asked the Rajba. He said, "Listen, this Mekubal is saying that chalitza is basically asur. Like it's a terrible thing to do chalitza." So the Rajma says, "Listen, I'm not such a big makobol, but, I can only tell you that even though Yibum is preferred over Chalitza, lo tzarech lahagzim, Chalitza is a reputable alternative in the world of Halacha. The Torah says you can do Chalitza, Can't say that a person who does Chalitza is an avaria. You shouldn't go overboard. So what I'm saying is there's a range of views, A, about how preferable Yibum is to Chalitza, risk aside. The Zabashol thought it was preferable too.
Right.
He just thought it was too risky.
Right.
That's one issue. And the second issue is, what do these things really accomplish and what do they stand for? And are they really alternatives or different methods of resolving or Zika, in which case they're close, alternatives? Or is it really a kind of compensation or to neutralize the fallout, the damage from not having done Yibum? Now, depending on which of these you take, kol ol libam ol lechalitza, kol shein ol libam ol lechalitza becomes a very critical topic. Because what we're really saying is, the more we see this as, alternatives, per se, so they could be independent alternatives. If you see chalitza as either compensation for not doing ibum, then probably you're going to take the view of a strict constructionist on kol ol libam ol lechalitza, meaning, if it's not your fault, if the Torah tied your hands and you can't do Yibum, so why should we be blaming you in the form of Chalitza? Also, if you take it in the opposite view, I've always thought that, I think there's evidence, and we'll show this today a little bit also if we get there, that Chalitza also serves another function. In addition to being, cleaning up the mess of not doing Yibum, let's say, the compensation for having neglected it, which is what we're talking about, I think is another aspect of Chalitza. And that is, along the lines of Abashol, number one. For Abashol, for sure, if there wasn't the option of Chalitza, right, then keeping, a kosher Yibum would be very difficult. Right? But even forget Abashol, that's true. In other words, you don't want to be, you want somebody who has a choice to do Yibum. Right? Otherwise, it doesn't, it doesn't secure the likelihood. I'm sure Yibum is touchy enough to begin with, without it being forced on all the parties. So the point is that in some respects, Chalitza as an alternative is a safety valve for Yibum. In much in the same way, although it's a different dynamic, you need it more, and it's just also less, but it's different. when we talked about, we learned Gittin a couple of years ago, so we began with the topic of the mitzvah legarish. Right? We tried to explain it isn't that that you know some views are just you know frivolous about, oh, she burnt your stew, get a divorce. Right? What we were trying to explain was that you know if a marriage you know has reached the point where people want to get divorced because of a little bad cooking, you know, then where's the kedusha sa'ishus? Where's the mutual respect that is foundational in any marriage? So in a way, what we explained was, unlike the Catholic Church, you know, halacha believes that you know the only irrevocable relationship is the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and not only that, but it's important that there be an option to exit a marriage because that's a kind of a safety valve, you know, to ensure that kedusha remains in a marriage. If you said, oh, you got married, you're stuck forever. That would poison if you didn't know that there was an option out. Just like you need to know that the option out, Shalei Hekala Beinav Lotzia, isn't an easy one, meaning you should work on a relationship. It shouldn't be trivial. So too, there needs to be an option out so that, you know, everybody knows that they're in a marriage willingly and that, you know, Kedusha, you know, can continue to be the bedrock of the marriage. So in the same sense, imagine if there was just a yibum, right, a din of yibum in the situation a brother dies, and there was just yibum, and you had to do yibum. There was no alternative to chalitza. So in a sense, chalitza also serves a function as a kind of safety valve for a yibum shel kedusha, in the same way that gittin, right, is a safety valve for the kedusha of ishus. So these are all some of the different relationships to consider as we investigate the parameters of this klal, kol ol leibum ol lechalitza, kol shein ol leibum en ol lechalitza. Yeah.
So I think we talked about, but when you have two brothers and it goes, let's say the older brother, yeah, he does not want to do yibum, but rather do chalitza, but the younger brother would say.
So that's a suffix of the Gemara later on. That's exactly a very good question. That's the discussion later on. On Lamed Tes, Omud, the Mishnah's on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara has this discussion, I think, on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Look at the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Mitzvah begadol liyavim, that's the Mishnah here. Lo ratza mahalchen al kol ha'achen. Right? It's mitzvah begadol liyavim. The older brother is supposed to do the Yibam. He's first in line. Right, it falls on him. Otherwise, we go to the other brothers. Lo ratzu chozer netzel god. They don't want either. You go back to the godel, and then you say, Omer ma lo alecha mitzvah o chalotz o yaveim. O yaveim. Do yav mitzvah, one or the other. Right? That's the Mishnah. So if you look at the Gemara has the following... yeah. First of all, the Gemara has Itmar Bias Katan v'Chalitzas Gadol Pligi Barab Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's basically the this guy. I mean, it's the Katan here is not a real Katan, right? Gadol Rotzal Achlotz the Katan Mimena Rotzal Yavim. That's the Gemara Safek, right? That's what you were just asked. And then the Gemara continues with that yes or no, and then there's another Safek on Lamed Tes on base. That's exactly the Gemara's discussion later on. Okay, so the point is that depending on how you understand this relationship, that's going to dictate a lot about, you know, how far we go with it. Yeah.
In this line, if chalitza is a stigma,
yeah,
then I can well understand why if you can't do yibum because of erva,
right?
Then obviously there's no reason to have a stigma cast upon.
Right, because he's not like he's willfully neglecting.
Right. But if in fact there is no stigma and it's an alternative,
then what's the problem? Unless it's a shear in the Zika. Exactly. So what I'm trying to say is, if you think the more you think that these are two different methods or alternatives, but it's not so much that they're interdependent on each other. The yibum doesn't need the chalitza as a safety valve, right? Or not sufficiently. The chalitza is not really just a compensation for having neglected yibum. The more you see them of, oh, it's yayin and pa, or even better, it's you know kula lachem and kula lachem. So just because you can't do one, why can't you do the other? Except if the reason you can't do one spills over into the other, namely The common denominator, which is the Zika, which you asked about earlier, meaning the kesher between them, is compromised. For example, an erva, you might say that it's not just that you can't imp our whole, you know, 6 weeks or so of shiurim, would show different cases, like 6 or 7 or 8 different cases of erva, to show that erva isn't just a problem of implementing yibum. The problem with erva is that there may be no zika. And that's why it affects chalitza and also tzaros, because this isn't the real candidate. And therefore it poisons the candidate pool. Ah, if that's true, then even if chalitza and yibum are not so much interdependent per se, but to the extent that they're sharing a common denominator, right, that's still what's koveya. That's why I think Rashi has a Zika, Zika, Zika comment. Okay, anyway, this is one Gemara.
When a mother rejects all these brothers, should we say there should be no chalitza then? Because then she's not a Yavama. She rejects that.
Well, she can't really... there is some Yibum Bal Korcha, right? But not Bal Korcha, both of them is the point. And because of the Smichus Parshios to Chasama, Losachsam, Shorbedisho, so Chazal learned that we really push, if she really doesn't want Yibum, we really push him not to do Yibum, but to do Chalitza. But there needs to be something. In other words, she cannot just walk away. Her Zika connects her to the husband. I mean, she could stay, you know, Mizukekeslo. If she, you know, if she, that, there are a lot of tshuvas in the already starting from the Rishonim, and definitely the Achronim, early and late Achronim. Let's say a woman is 90 years old, all of a sudden she becomes a Yavama. Can happen, right? So do you, and you know, and there's troubles, you know, implementing Chalitza or whatever. So, you know, at this point, is there any reason why you can't just leave her in the state of Zika if she doesn't intend to remarry? Or anyway, that's a big question. But you need, for her to be muteris l'shuk, something has to happen. She needs either yibum or chalitza. She can't just, but we will try to accommodate the sensibilities and sensitivities.
She says, I don't want to be a yibum.
No, but most cases of that, there's, when we say mokom shein yibum, there's no chalitza, we're saying you don't need anything. We're saying there's no zika. Like in this case, erva, we're saying she doesn't need anything. So that's not a problem. Now the second time this comes up is Kafa Medaleh.
What if she violated, she doesn't want Yibum or Chalitza?
I'm sorry?
What if she violated?
Well, if she stays where she is, Mizukekes, she doesn't violate anything. But she...
But she marries somebody...
No, that's at least a lav. Losia, Eishes Hameis, Hachutza Liizar. Right? Now the only question is Vlad Vlada Mamzer, you know, what kind of lab is it? There are all sorts of issues. But for sure she violates. That's called Shomeres Yavam. She's called Shomeres Yavam. It's definitely an Isur Minat Torah. The question is, even more than an Isur Minat, is a kind of a quasi, that part depends on the question about Zika, really. She's a quasi Eishes Ish, right?
When does Yibum end?
What do you mean end? Well, there is no kiddushin. The real Doraisa Yibum is V'yibma. Midrabanan, we do Maimer. That's a Dindrabanan. That's kiddushe, you know, Kesef or Shtar. Minat Torah, it's really only Bia, V'yibma. What's fascinating is and the others don't have any need, there's no need for them, and they have no impact, Doraisa. The question is, but you put it very well, like, where's the Erisin? So the Svarno in Kitetze and in Vayishlach, which I think we saw earlier, says that's the chiddush of Yibum. It's in the sense that it's the she remains Eishes Hameis. He tries to explain what does it mean, you know, Lahakim Shem La'achiv. So the Svarno says because the child is a product of a marriage whose Erisin still is the deceased brother, is that fellow. In that sense, it's al shema meis. That's how he says it. So not everybody agrees, but definitely minat Torah, there is no separate erusin. All there is the maisabiyah. That's the... Okay. So the second time this comes up is in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Here, the Gemara has a xeris akasuv. The Gemara says here, this is a famous Gemara that we keep seeing. You see four lines into the wide lines on Chaf Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Almana lekoin gadol, kapasik v'tani, lo shana min anasum v'lo shana min a'erison. Seems in the Mishnah, like early, if you look at earlier in the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah says, Iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, the third line of the Mishnah, Iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, choletzes v'lo misyavemes. Right? What is Iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha? So the Gemara says, Iser mitzvah shniyos midivrei sofrim. Iser kedusha, almana lekoin gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekoin hedyod, mamzeres v'nasina l'yisrael, bas yisrael v'nasan l'mamz. Those are the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Bishlomo, Kapasik v'tani, sorry, lo shaman anisum v'lo shaman erison. When we speak about Almana l'koin gadol, presumably, the Gemara says, we're not distinguishing between Almana from erison or nisuin. Both are called Almana al pidin. But if that's true, Bishlomo min anisuin, ase v'lo sase bin ase doko lo sase v'yase. Ela min erison, lo sase greidahu, yabo ase v'yidka lo sase. But if you're talking about min erison alone, then we should say ase doko lo sase, and there should be yibom. Not just chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Amar Krava, also yevemto hasha'ara." Right, that's what the pasuk says when it, in Parshas Ki Teitze. She ain't Talmud Lomer yevemto. Why does it say yevemto? His yevama. Ma Talmud Lomer yevemto. Yeshlcha yevama. Achas she'ola lechalitza ve'ena ola liyibum. There is a yevama out there, right, which has only chalitza, not yibum. So far, the Gemara thinks it's the din daraisa. The Ezazu, what is that? Chayve Lavin. The Gemara originally thought that Chayve, even though we normally say Ase Dochalos Ase, and therefore there should be Yibum, Katsumitzis Ase, the Gemara says, no, there's a special Xeris Akasuv, that when it comes to Yibum, Ase is not Dochalos Ase. But that's an amazing line in the Gemara. I would explain that the way I've been explaining other things about Erva and other things, which is that Yibum isn't just about the Mitzvah Ase of Yibum. It's about the propriety of the candidates and about being a din and kiddushas ishus. Therefore, the Gemara thought, but this isn't retained in the Bavli, in the Maskana. The Gemara thought, you know what? This will be an exception to the rule of Ase Dochalos Ase. Even though, in terms of the clash, it makes sense to say you can be miyabim, but how can you be miyabim when you're violating another lav in addition to eshesach? That's what the Gemara thought, and they thought it was based on Xeris Akasuv, right? This also yivemta hasha'ara yeshcha yivama achas she'ola lechalitza v'ena liyibum ezul chayvei lav. So the Gemara says ve'ema chayvei krisus. Maybe this refers to chayvei krisus. So it's also strange because the Gemara thought that there was chalitza, just no yibum for chayvei krisus. Wow. So the Gemara says amar kra is where we get to our glimud im lo yachpo tzaiish lakachas. Chalitza is when you have a choice, and it's the fact that you rejected the Yibum choice. But if you didn't have a choice because there was no option, because the Torah tied your hands, then there's no choice, and therefore there should be no Chalitza. Kol ole liyibum ole lechalitza. Kol she'en ole liyibum eina ole lechalitza. Here's what the Gemara says. So here, it's fascinating, the Gemara says it as a limud, as a Xeris HaKasuv. And the Gemara thought that it would apply only to Chayvei Krisus, not to Chayvei Lavin. So it's fascinating, but it's two things. The Gemara thought it was a limud. You would think that would make it stronger. Right? The Gemara thought it was a limud, and the Gemara thought it was more limited. Because they thought that Chayvei Lavin are an exception. That only applies to Chayvei Krisus. Now in the end, the Gemara goes back on all. The Gemara says, Yihachi, Chayvei Lavin, Nami, etc. Fine. In the end of the Gemara, if you look on Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara ends up with what it's Ela Marava. This is the first wide line on Chaf Amud Beis. We've seen this before. I'm you can't get away from Daf Chaf. It keeps coming up, no matter what you do. Ela Marava, you know, Gzeira, it's a good thing. Gzeira Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia. The Gemara says, you're right, Ase Dochalos Ase applies. The only thing is that Midrabanan, there's no Yibum in Chayvei Lavin because of, you would only be allowed to do the first Bia Rishona because that's the mitzvah of Yibum. After that, it would be prohibited. And therefore, since people, you know, might make a mistake, so Bia Rishona ought to be a Shnia. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanya Mahachi, and so on. in Balu Kanu Bibia Rishona Vasala Kaima Bibia Shnia, etc. Okay. Actually, let's read another line. So then the Gemara says, Hadam Arava Vitema Ravashi Lav Milsi Damri. Damar Eshlakish, Kalmakam Shatamot say, Ase Velosa say, Ema Tayachala Kaim Shne Mutav, Vimlav Yabo Ase Vid Kalosa say, Hachinami Efsha Bechalitza, the Mekayim Ase Velosa say. So the Gemara says, Mesve. Okay. So number one, the Gemara ends up concluding that Chayve Lavin, we do say Ase No Chalosa Se Minat Torah, just not Midrabanan, right? And then the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara says, I don't even understand why you should say it Minat Torah, because you have the alternative of Chalitza. The rule of Ase No Chalosa Se is only if you can't fulfill Shneyam, Im Yef Shalakayim Shneyam. But here you can fulfill Shneyam because you could do the Chalitza. So the Gemara's Havamina was that Chalitza is a substitute for Yibum Ad Kedekach, that we would say Efshar L'Kayim Shneyam. And the Gemara says Tiyufta. Now on the Amud Aleph here in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, actually look on the bottom where we stopped off. The Gemara says two lines, the two dots. Two lines from the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. Itmar, Bias Kohen Gadol Be'almana, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Lazar Chadamar Ina Poteres Sarasa. The Gemara goes back to the discussion of Almana and Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says there's a debate whether Almana and Kohen Gadol, you do Yibum, whether or not it's an effective Yibum or not. So the Gemara says, Bel Almana Minan Nesuin, once again, the Gemara says, whether it's an Ase in Alav, Kulam Lo Pligid Lo Potrat, Ein Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase, Ki Pligi Bel Almana Minan Erisin. The argument is when you have a regular Ase V'Dochalos Ase, like an Almana Kohen Gadol Minan Erisin. Manda amar poteris asi ase v'dochalos ase. Manda amar ina poteris lo asi ase v'dochit los ase. Why? Kivin de efshar b'chalitza. So the Gemara says, Meisve, imbalu kanu. Then we learn that if you go ahead with this, it's not going to work. Right? So the Gemara says, Tiyufta. Lema tomi teav tiyufta d'reish lakish. So the Gemara says, "Amar Shlokish ki amina ano heched de mekaymi mitzvah, aval hacha chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi." So the Gemara ends up saying, "An omada amud beis kaf amud beis." When the Gemara asks the question, they didn't have an answer. How can you say aser ochalosa sayin yibum when it's efshar lekaym shneim al yedei chalitza? And chafalef amud aleph. When the Gemara revisits the question, the Gemara gives an answer: chalitza b'makom yibum. Lav mitzvahi. Questions, what do those words mean? Okay. So we'll get back to that in just a minute. You can see that's an important argument. Whether the ability to do chalitza instead of yibum makes yibum efshar l'kayim shneim so that there's no ase dochalos ase. Okay. But before we get to that, the point is that the Gemara started off by saying that there's exeris akasav kol ol yibum ol l'chalitza kol she'en ol yibum elol l'chalitza. Right, but it doesn't apply to Chayvei Lavin. Then the Gemara came up with Rava and said, no, it really does apply to Chayvei Lavin because the Ase is Dochalos Ase. It's only Midrabanan that there's Chalitza and no Yibum. But what about the case of Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol? That's one of the cases that the Mishnah says that there's Chalitza and no Yibum. Is that also only Midrabanan? So Tosis here on Chaf Amud Beis. See, the little one, not the smallest, but the third one from the bottom, one liner. Gzeira Bia Rishona Atu on Chaf Amud Beis. Everybody see it? Amona min asuin v'chayvi asei nafkala mi v'yevemto ta'af agav dein lo olin li'ibom olin l'chalitza. Tulsa says, Amona l'koin gadol nesua, where there's an asei in a lav, that din in the Mishnah is actually doraisa, that there's no chalitza, that there is chalitza even though there's no yibum. That's Rabbi Kivager's question. But if you look at the Ramban and some of the other Rishonim, they quote a second daya. They quote a daya that says that's also drabanan. It says it's drabanan in the opposite way the other cases are drabanan. What do I mean by that? The other cases are drabanan in what way? The Gemara, the Mishnah says they're, let's say, grusha l'koin hedjo. So the Mishnah says what? There's chalitza, but there's no yibum. Why is there no yibum? because of lav. But ase is dochalos ase, right? So minat Torah there's yivam and chalitza. Midrabanan, only chalitza, right? That's the most of the cases of the Mishnah. So the second day of the Ramban and some of the other Rishonim as well is that the opposite is true for Kohen Gadol, Amana Nesua LeKohen Gadol. Meaning, it's also Chalitza and no Yibum, only Drabana. But that Minat Torah, there's neither Yibum nor Chalitza. Why? What are the reasons? Kol Ol Yibum Ol LeChalitza. Ein Ol Yibum, Ein Ol LeChalitza. Tosus says, basically, this is what I want to show you, Tosus is basically saying there are exceptions to that rule. Even the Gemara thought the exception to the rule would be Labin. That's not true. But Lav Yaseh is an exception to the rule. Even though there's no Yibum, because Ein Aseh Do Chalos Aseh B'Yaseh, there will be Chalitza, which might be another way of saying two things. There is Zika, the inability to implement the Yibum, because it's stacked up against Naseh and Lav, doesn't mean there's no Zika. It just means that you just don't have a heter. You don't have enough of the heter to do it. But if there's a Zika, there should be Chalitza. Right? That's Tosus's view. The other sheet of the Rishonim says no. Either they hold there's no Zika, in which case there's no Chalitza. That's the way some of the Rishonim say it. The Meiri says it that way. Others say it that way. Rabbeinu Meir, according to Tosa Rosh, says it that way. Or maybe this other view are strict constructionists. They say, once the Gemara, even though it quotes Gzeiras HaKasuv, abandons the idea that Chayvei Labin are an exception, they don't think that there are any exceptions. And therefore, if Amana LeKohen Gadol Nesua, there's no Yibum Daraisa, then there's no Chalitza Daraisa either. Either Mishnah says there is, that's a Dindrabana. Similarly, that's what we had last week when we were talking about the Ramban last week, the Ramban of the Rajba. So we had another example of it, right? And that's the Mishnah on Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Amud, Beis. We're all over the Masechta tonight. Right? The Mishnah on Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Amud, Beis. Neder. That's the case of Neder. The Mishnah says, Hanoderis. You see the little Yud of the Rambam? On Kufi Aleph Amud Beis, are actually the second Mishnah, the middle Mishnah. You know, the one in the middle of the page. And look at the Yud of the Rambam. Hanoderes Hana Miyavama Bechaye Bala. A woman, while her husband's alive, she says, I don't like my brother-in-law, or maybe she does like him, whatever it is. I don't want to have anything to do with him. Okay? She's Noderes Hana from her brother-in-law. Right? And now, her husband dies, and she's Zakuka Liyibam. So the Mishnah says, Kofanos Hashayachlotzla, there's a Chalitza, even though there's no Yibum. Why is it no Yibum? Because it's an Aseh and a Lav, and Ein Aseh Docholos Aseh V'Aseh. So the Rajba, just to remind everybody, I don't want to read it inside again, but the Rajba on the base, Amud Aleph, quotes this as a proof against the Ramban. The Ramban said that when it came to that really interesting case, if you remember, about the Tnai and the Eish Asish, I don't want to get to right now, but the one that Tosafot talks about Yudam and Aleph. So the Ramban said there's no tzara, p'tur tzara there, but there is hafkas yibam, and since it's hafkas yibam, there's hafkas chalitza too. Because kol ol yibam ol chalitza, kol shein ol yibam ein ol chalitza. So the Rajba says, no, it's a technicality that you can't do yibam in that case. And whenever it's just a technicality, it's called davar acher gorem la, like an extraneous factor. And if that's the problem, there'll be Chalitza. What's the Raya? No Deres. And he quotes this Mishnah on Kufi Aleph on Beis. But if you look at the Tshuva Sarajba, which I think I mentioned already, the Tshuva Sarajba says, you know what? It could be that this Mishnah is also Drabanan. Minat Torah, you don't need Yibum, and therefore you don't need Chalitza. But Midrabanan, so people shouldn't think that a Yivam Alashuk, that just Shomeres Yavam is just, you know, getting married without doing anything. So Midrabanan, you should have Chalitza. So once again, now that's a pretty technical problem, neder. It's an asein, a lav, but it's not an ishus problem. It's a technicality, right? That's the point. So whenever we find this argument, it's either a machlokas about the factor itself. We tried to show last week that the Ramban holds that the case of Tanai isn't a technicality. Because Ramban agrees with the Rajba that Dover Acher Gorem La, there'll be Chalitza without Yibam. The Ramban isn't as big a, the Rajba accuses the Ramban on Beis Amud Aleph of being a strict constructionist, of taking Kol Ola Yibam, Ola L'Chalitza, Kol She'en Ola Yibam, Ola L'Chalitza, without exception. And that's why he's saying, that's not true, you see, no deres, Dover Acher Gorem La. What we tried to show last week is that the Ramban uses the exact same expression. Just look at it again very quickly. Oh. Okay. Ramban uses the exact same expression. Here on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Lamed Hey Amud Beis, or Lamed Hey Amud Beis, line 10, right? The Ramban says, "Ibias muber shma." We'll explain this more in a minute. Chalitza muber shma chalitza. Pirish. Dimish shemisur sveka kivin shavar bala amaylo niftro tzar. We read it last week. V'afagav dika chay v'lav nuyasei shem bala lo kano tzricha chalitza. As he's admitting, and the Ramban himself on that, before I even continue, the Ramban on that chaf I mentioned quotes two deos, whether almana lekoin gadol nesua is chalitza v'lo yibum daraisa, or only Drabana. He himself clearly is sympathetic to the, like the Bali Tosas, to the view that it's Daraisa. That's already tipped us off. Right? That's number one. Number two, the Ramban and Daf Chav has a big discussion. He says, the din of Kol Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza, it's Exeris HaKasu, like the Gemara originally thought, or when the Gemara went back and said that it, there is Aseh D'Cholos Aseh, it's only Din Drabana that Atu Bia Shnia. So the Gemara dropped the idea that it's a Xeris HaKasuv. It's a Svara. Ramban says both deos are possible. The Gemara might have retained the idea it's a Xeris HaKasuv. But clearly the Ramban's own preference is to see this not as a Xeris HaKasuv, but as a Svara. So if it's a Svara, it should apply to every detail that where you can't do Yibum. So the point is that the Ramban has a middle Shita. The Ramban's view is what we tried to explain last week is, of course, if there's no Zika, there's no Chalitza. Just like there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. But also, if the reason you can't do Yibum is for a fundamental Yibum reason, rather than some extraneous obstacle, that's also a reason to exclude Chalitza. It's only if it's what the Ramban calls Dover Acher Gorem Lo. He considers Aseh Velo Saseh to be Dover Acher Gorem La. But if at the Tanai case where if he goes ahead with the Yibum, it won't be Yibum, it'll be Eish Ezeish. Or, in the case which we'll get back to in just a second, Muberes, right? Where the Ramban says is a Safek Eish Ezeach. Right. So in that case, even though there may be a Zika or a Safek Zika, the Yibum is off limits for fundamental reasons, not just because it's an obstacle you can't climb. And whenever that's the case, there's no Chalitza. That's the Ramban's view. So that's what the Ramban tries to explain here in this piece, that let me just explain the case one more time. This is the third time where the Gemara has this case. This is the Gemara in Lamed Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara says as follows. Gemara discusses a case of a woman who is pregnant when her husband dies. Husband dies, leaves no children. She's pregnant. There's a question about how viable the child is. Is the child going to survive or not? And there's no way to know that right now. If the child doesn't survive, there'll be a need for an igloi milsa l'mafreya that there always was, a zika, and there'll be a need for yibum or chalitza. If the child survives, then it's not a case of yibum to begin with. The question is, what if he did a yibum? I mean, he did a bia, b'shas, that she's a muberes, or he did a chalitza, b'shas, she was a muberes, and then it turns out that the child didn't survive. Is what he did, right, in that interim stage, effective, or not? So that's the case here. That's the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Amar Abaya, this is six lines from the bottom of the page, on Lamed Hamid Beis, Amar Abaya. Bibia kula alma lo pligi de lo patra. Originally, the Gemara thought that there's a debate between Rishakash Rabbi Yochanan. If you act out Yibam and Chalitza on a muberes, does it work l'mafreya or not? Seems to be a debate between Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Abaye said, no, it's wrong. With respect to Bia, the Yibum, in other words, everybody agrees it doesn't work. Even if it turns out l'mafreya, right, that she needed Yibum or Chalitza because the child wasn't viable, it doesn't make a difference. The Bia won't work. Ki pligi b'chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan tzavar chalitza smuberes shema. Chalitza bias smuberes lo shema Bia. Reish Lakish tzavar bias smuberes lo shema Bia. Chalitza smuberes lo shema chalitza. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rabba, manashach, I bias muberes shema Bia, chalitza smuberes shema chalitza. If the Bia works, then of course the chalitza works. But, I bia muberes lo shema Bia, chalitza smuberes nami lo shema chalitza. Da kaimalan, and this is the third for a time this Gemara appears, kol ol yibam ol l'chalitza kol shein ol yibam en ol l'chalitza. Elamar Rava, and he gives a different explanation. Now here, there are two things to know. Number one is, this is the first of the three that we've seen so far, where we're not talking about walking away with no need for anything further. Now there's on Daf Gimel and on Daf Chaf, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, we're talking about a situation where you're mufka miyibam, and therefore there's no need for chalitza, which works particularly well if it's a shear in the zika. There's no zika, there's no need for chalitza. Correct? Here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about if you did a chalitza under circumstances where you could not do a yibum, is the chalitza chal, or do you have to do it again? That's a different question. Now, this is a question whether or not b'mokom she'ein yibum, there is a shame, or there's a hagdara, there's a definition of chalitza. Because maybe chalitza is meaningful not only as a requirement, but as a category, only as a foil to yibum. If you could do yibum now, then your chalitza is a chalitza. Otherwise, it doesn't have a shame chalitza, since it's, for whatever reason, impossible to do yibum. So here what we're saying is, oh, you can't do yibum because she's muberes. The chalitza, there's no reason you can't do chalitza for a muberes physically, right? We could think of many reasons why yibum would not be appropriate for a muberes, right? But not chalitza. So what's the problem with the chalitza? The answer is there's no shame chalitza because it's a foil. As you're doing the chalitza, it's like, not doing yibum. Not doing yibum. Or it's the contrast. Burying him, not keeping him alive. You know, but you can't do the yibum, so you lose the effect of the hagdar. That's not such an obvious thing, but that's what this gemara is saying. It's not just a din in ptur or hafkas zika; it's a din in the shame chalitza itself. That's it.
If he did be, is he over an adishisach?
That's a good question. So Tosus here says that's what we spoke about quite a little last. The little bottom Tosus, the little teeny Tosus. Right, the teeniest Tosis. On the bottom of the page, Ki pligi b'chalitza, Tosis says, Ubebia moda shalo yavali de'isr. You can't do the bia because it's a suffix. That's what it sounds like. The Ramban wants to prove, the first part of the Ramban is to show that it's more than a suffix. He says, if it was a suffix, then let's say you did it. So we might think that you're not a very big Yare Shamayim, because how could you risk it? You know, for all you know, the child would be viable. And then you'll violate an Eshesach. What kind of person are you? But if you did it and that's the way it turned out, let the Yibum be Chal, right? And if the Yibum is Chal, then the Chalitza should be effective even L'chatchila. That's the Ramban's comment. That's what he means, right? Ibias Muber Shma Bia, Chalitza Muber Shma Chalitza, says the Ramban. Pirish, the Imishim Iser Sveika, if it was just a doubt, Kivin Sha'avar Ba'aleha Amailo Niftarat Zara. If it was a doubt, he shouldn't do it. But if he did it, and it turns out that his gamble paid off, then it should work, and the other women should be pturos, and there should be no need for any further action. Right? That's why he says, it's possible that there'll be no yibum b'diavad, and still there'll be chalitza. That's true. Hasam iser davar achar goremla. That's the phrase that the Rajba used against him, which he's using, which shows that he doesn't disagree with. He disagrees with the application to certain cases. He agrees with the concept, right, that kol ol liyibum is only going to apply when there's some fundamental, not extraneous problem. Then he says, Aval hacha, im kishihimu beres, in a real yibum, shimbal el okana, im kain eches ach shalobim akom mitzvah hi, ul chalitza nami lokazi. So he doesn't say that you would violate eches ach l'mafreya. That far he doesn't go. I don't believe that he holds that way. But what he does hold is that right now, in abeyance, she's defined as eishes arach. And therefore Yibum would not be chal, even if it turns out that his gamble was correct. I don't know whether you get kares, but the Yibum, I don't know if you get malchus, because I don't know whether you actually violate the Iser of eishes arach. You notice he calls her eishes arach shelo makom mitzvah. It definitely would be an Iser, it wouldn't be chalos Yibum. I don't know whether you're saying more than that. I'm not sure.
Well, according to Tosis, he says
Tosis, you wouldn't get anything. We don't know what Tosis holds. But the Ramban is saying if Tosis were correct, that if you gamble correctly, that you shouldn't have done this because it's a 50 or an 80% chance that she's Eishasach. But let's say it turns out that she wasn't because the child wasn't viable. So according to Tosis, do you have to Yibum again? You did Yibum already. That's what the Ramban doesn't abide. Okay. Now this idea that chalitza and yibum are connected as a chalos.
An eifel constitutes, let's say the child died 2 weeks after he was born.
Yeah, so there are issues, I mean, about that. But I don't want to get to that right now. Okay. Mem aleph omed aleph. Just look for the second. So far we've seen three. Right, let's try to get in five. The fourth one is the Mishnah here, the Gemara here on the Mishnah, Mem Aleph. Look at the Mishnah for a minute. This is the Mishnah in Mem Aleph from an Aleph that says that there's a requirement of Havchana in Yibum, and of course in all of Ishas. Havchana means we have to wait, 3 months from one situation to another in order to establish the paternity of the child. So the Mishnah says, Hayivama lo tachlots velo tisyavim, right, there should never be Yibam or Chalitza right away, because then there's always the potential of confusion. So you always wait 3 months. The chain, kol shar anashim, right, lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu adshu gimel chadashim. Echad besulos, echad beulos, it's a lo plug, echad grushos, echad amanos, echad nesuos. But the details of Avchana are not important for the moment. It's a very fascinating, very important halacha. Okay, good. We want to secure as much as possible the purity of Kiddushas Yisrael. We don't want there to be that kind of a confusion. Good. So the Gemara says, turn to the next page, Mem Aleph Amdeis. The Gemara says, Bishloma lo tisyabim. We understand why there's no Yibam in the Havchana period. Shema Yevlad ben Kayama. The Kapaga be Iser Eishes Ach Doraisa. Right? Maybe there is a child. And the child will dictate that she's a regular Eishasach. There's no Yibum. And therefore, if he was involved with her, he's in violation of Karis. Right? Ela lo tachlot. What's wrong with doing Chalitza and Gimel Chadashim? Right? Am I? So the Gemara says, Lemet have a tuf to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Chalitza smubera shma Chalitza. So skip another line or two. So the Gemara says, second. Ella, the Gemara says, skip about five lines. Ella mishum drab yosi. The Tanya, my sabadam echad shabal ifne rab yosi. Right? This fellow came to rab yosi. Amalei said, ma ulachot betok gimel, can I do chalitza within the 3 months? Amalei, lo tachlots. You can't do it. So he said, "V'tachlots umabekach." Well, what's wrong with a little bit of chalitza? Spitting a little, base chalutz anal, so terrible during the Havchana period. If it turns out, that she was pregnant, had a child, whatever. So what did you lose by it? Right. So the Gemara says, "Kara olav mikra zeh im la yachpots hoim chafetz." Right. Yavam kala olav liyibum olav lechalitza v'chulei. He said there's no chalitza because there's no yibum. So, again, if you look at Rashi here, Elamishum Drabyosi. Rashi says Drabana. Elamishum Drabyosi. Rashi says, Kola ola li yibum v'chule v'zuho v'ena ola li yibum v'tok gimel k'damar l'el shema yipaga be'eshasach ina ol hasha'ara lifnei hazkenim l'chalitza. Then he says, ulu Rabbi Yochanan lo tikshi. Rabbi Yochanan said that, you know, you could do chalitza. Di chalitza vaday chalitza. Dahai ina ola lechalitza. Lav chalitza psula mashma. Shari kama nashim sheninu chalitza filom esyavmos. Hechid lo efshar. Alma chalitza mu hechid efshar lam tune adjetira liyibum mashina. So Rashi kind of negates the whole Gemara. Rashi says, the whole thing is a din drabanan. We don't really mean it. Right? We mean, you know, if you can, exercise a little bit of patience so that you do your chalitza where you can really do evil. But in Achanami, if you went ahead and you did the chalitza, if you do chalitza for a muberes, you can certainly do chalitza for avchana. That's right. Now, that certainly makes sense. What about Reish Lakish? So that Rashi doesn't mention. Right? So Tosa says, Karol of Amikra Zevim, Tomer l'Reish Lakish, Tikshaleim Rabbi Yossi, oh. So is this a dindoraisa or not? Meaning, is it possible that because of the drabanan of Havchana, let's say you knew 100% she wasn't Muberes. Right? Let's say you knew. Like, remember, some of the cases of the Mishnah are low plug cases. Right? Let's say she was only Arusa, and she was never Nesua. So you know for sure. Oh yeah, they did whatever it is. So he was sick. What?
She was of certain age.
He was a certain age, or he was ill. You know, the husband was ill before he died. Whatever. I mean, that could be. So it's not muberes. There's no suffix muberes, right? So we still say because there's a din of havchana midrabanan, right? Not only is there no yibum, but there's no chalitza daraisa.
The yibum would be
toe-face. What?
The yibum would be toe-face.
So that's the question. Would the yibum be toe-face in this case?
Midoraisa.
Yeah. So, well, because drabanan.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah. I don't know. Or, let's say, I'm sorry? No, if the yibum would be toe-face, then the chalitza would be toe-face. Let's say you have a situation, for whatever reason, the yibum wouldn't be toe-face. All I'm saying is, in both, in this case, like the previous case, is a case of safek, or maybe even a vadai, zika. Right? Even from Rashi's point of view, that it's only lechatchila, right? There's a zika gemura here. Right? You're not going to put in the words that Rashi himself added, and av gimel amad alef, kol she'en ole zika sibum, en ole zika schalitza, kol she'ole, you know, etc. Because there's certainly a zika here. And at least misafek, if not vadai. The fact that there could still be a link between chalitza and yibum, and remember, this isn't about the chiyuv, this is about the chalos. In a month, you're going to have to, in 3 months, you're going to have to do chalitza again. The only question is, the chalitza that you did, let's say he did chalitza and then he ran away. Well, so she's going to be, the question is, you know, is she mutaris l'shuk, or is she naguna, as a shomeris yava? This is a big chiddush. Yeah.
If he did chalitza al tanai.
Yeah. Well, that's a question whether you can have chalitza al tanai. Because kol sheina b'shlichus sheina b'tanai, and chalitza sheina b'shlichus, that's a big discussion. Whether it's chalitza b'tanai. It also depends on other things. But I hope we'll get that. One other gemara very quickly. I have another couple minutes. And that's the final gemara that has this quote. Also really fascinating shaka v'tarya. And that's Mem Dalid Omid Aleph. The case on Mem Gimel Omid Beis is a very important Mishnah. It seems like a complicated Mishnah, you know, but it's not at all. And you know, we're beyond all of that, right? But this is one of the examples of it. Arba Achim Nesuin Arba Nashim. You have four brothers, right? And and each one is married. Umesu, right? In other words, if what it means is, let's say there are five brothers, four brothers die without leaving children, leaving wives, right? So the remaining brother, or the remaining older brother, if he wants, He can be miyabim every single one of them. This is the Mishnah that's telling you, don't think because he does yibum for one brother that exempts him from doing yibum for another brother. No. He can't be miyabim more than one wife of the same brother. But he can be miyabim a wife per brother. How do you know that? That's this Mishnah. Okay, next point. Misha enosir l'shtei nashim. Let's say the guy has two wives. Umeis, and he dies. Right? So now there are two wives. What's he going to do to exempt them both? The answer is he has to do yibum or chalitza with one of them, who he chooses, and that one yibum v'chalitza exempts him from all of them. How do we know that? From this Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. It says, the biyasa o chalitzasa shal achas mehen, the biya or the chalitza, the yibum or the chalitza of one of the wives, poteres tzarasa. Okay? Hois achas kasher of achas basula. Let's say he decides he's going to do chalitza. And one of them is a grusha anyway, so in terms of the marketplace, right, if he does chalitza with the grusha, she's not any worse off, you know, than because she was excluded from a kohen to begin with. No, but if he had to do chalitza with, you know, one of the other ones, he'd make her a chalutza, and she'd now be disqualified for kohen. So he should try to choose in a way, in other words, that's good for the women and good for Klal Yisrael. That's the next part of the Mishnah. Im hoya choletz, choletz l'psula. Im hoya miyavim, miyavim l'ksheim. Fine. Good. Excellent. Fine. So now the Gemara says as follows. Look at the Gemara here. Really interesting Gemara. Let's go down 3, 5, 6, 7, about 8 lines down in the Gemara. See the 2 dots. The Gemara says, miyavim l'travayu. Let him do yibim with both of them. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krosh, lo yibanes beis achiv. Right? Bias echad ubonev ein bonus shnei batim. You can't be miyavim two wives from one brother. Only one. That's the limud. Bias echad ubonev ein bonus shnei batim. Benachlutz l'travayu. Let him do chalitz on both. So the Gemara says, Amar marzut rabar tuvia amar kra. Beis chalutana bias echad ucholitz ve'en cholitz shnei batim. Okay. The Gemara says, uniyabim l'chada. The nachlots lechada, let him do yibum on one and do chalitza for the other, right? Pursuing every avenue here. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, this is the fifth time. Im lo yachbots hachafeitz yiyavim kol ol liyibum ol lechalitza kol she'en ol liyibum en ol lechalitza. Right? Ve'od, moreover, shalayom rabayis miktsasa banu miktsasa chalot. It's also fascinating. You know, there's a stira between yibum and chalitza, the Gemara says. Anyways, how is the Gemara using it in this case? Once again, not as a shear in the Zika, because there's no Zika, I already did the yibum. The question is, right, what's the Gemara saying here? That once he did yibum, he can't do chalitza because he can't do yibum again. Since he can't do yibum again, he can't do chalitza because kol shein ol yibum ain't ol chalitza. But, what's even more, the whole Shach of Atari here is amazing, so maybe I'll pick up on that in 2 weeks. But let me just leave you with this thought. Tosus has a girsa in the Gemara that says as follows. Uniyavim. See the little Tosus on Uniyavim? Tosus says, Is svarim degarsi mekami hachi? That some girsos write have an extra line in the Gemara that says as follows. The nachlots lechada uniyavim lechada? The other way. Right? Our Gemara had the question, let him do one yibum and then do chalitza. The Gemara said, no, the second chalitza he can't do because at that point he can't do a second yibum, so kol ol yibum ol chalitza, etc. So the Gemara Tosa says, what about the opposite? The Gemara had a gear to the opposite. Let him do chalitza first and then do yibum on the other one. Let him do chalitza with wife number one and then he'll do yibum with wife number two. What's wrong with that? Right? So the answer is, Amar Kra, this is the gear they had in the Gemara. Amar Kra Shelo Yibaneh Kivin Shelo Bana Shuv Lo Yibaneh V'Nir D'Lo Garis. It's wrong girsa. The Lo Tzarach Kra Lahach. You don't need a girsa for that. You don't need a limud for that. The Kivin D'Chalitz L'Chada Yev Shelo Yavim Shnia Kivin She'ein Ola L'Chalitza K'damar La'el De'en A'cholet Shnei Batim. What does Tosa say? Tosa says that the klal goes in both directions. Tosa says there's a klal. You don't need a girsa kasev because what happened? What's the question? If he did chalitza, let him be miyabim the second one. No, but he can't be chalitza the second one. We have a limud for that. If he can't be chalitza the second one, he can't be miyabim the second one, because kol she'ena ola lechalitza. Ain't only Yibam. Where does it say that? Not five times. Maybe once, depending if this Girsa, or maybe not even that. Tosa says the Girsa of even asking the question is wrong because the logic is wrong, because there can't be Yibam if there's no Chalitza. Can't be Yibam if there's no Chalitza. So this is Shitas HaRambam also. The Rambam says that this is the way the Rambam said, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Perek Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol is not Miyabim and he's not Choletz. Why is he not Choletz? Because the Rekika and all that, it's not Kavod. The whole business is not Kavod for Melech. Why is he not Miyabim? So the Rambam says, because Kol Sheina Choletz in a Miyabim. Rashi there gives a different answer. This view of Tosas is Tosas' view here. It's also his view on Yudam and Beis. So this is a very fascinating argument that the Rishonim, Marachon Zeruah, disagrees. The Ramban here cuts out this part of Tosas. So once again, if it's a shear in the Yibum, I'm sorry, in the Zika, then it should go in both directions. If it's a safety valve, namely Yibum depends on Chalitza too, because how can you have Yibum if you can't do Chalitza? Then it should go in both directions. But if it's about Yibum being a kind of a lava nita klase, a compensation, a punishment for not doing Yibum, you're not going to have it in the other direction. Right? So we'll speak a little more about this and then we'll go on to the next topic in 2 weeks from now.
Are there six people who got my eyes?
Yeah, I didn't.
Somebody
was out and out already. Somebody went to no chalitza because of the turning weather. That's a technicality.
Yeah, exactly. and yet, the Rambam says, is it okay?
Yes.
That's a new one.